day, and people come from miles around just to hear me play. My trumpet, they love to hear my trumpet. Da 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 da.
I'm a fine musician and I get lots of play. But when I play my tuba, people throw money my way. My tuba, they love to hear my tuba. Oompa, 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 oompa.
All right, it is Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning.
I am a musician.
You know, I love my holiday movies. But TV episodes, the classic ones, are what I look forward to every year, Dave.
Do you get out and play your tuba?
You know,
on Christmas?
You know, we do our annual Christmas party, not this year, but we used to, and I didn't do it the last few years, but we used to play that song and hand out little song sheets and
yeah,
and sing along like it was 1965. It's such a geeky thing. But that was from the Dick Van Dyke Show, 1963. Alan Brady Show presents. I remember watching that on Channel 9 for years as a kid. But all these classic TV episodes, you know, they just fill my soul. I love watching this stuff. Another one from the, let's talk about black and white ones, The Honeymooners. Do you remember the episode where, so Ralph bought something for his wife and hid it underneath the icebox and was trying to show his friend what he bought his wife. Let's take a listen.
What do you got behind your back?
I got a Christmas present for you.
Oh, well, hand it over.
Huh?
I say hand it over.
Ain't you got nothing for me?
Of course.
Yes, I've got something for you.
All right.
One.
Two.
Three. Merry Christmas.
Well, I suppose we both gave us the same thing, a tie.
I didn't get you no necktie.
You didn't? What's in here?
I bought you a pair of spats.
Spats? What did you get me spats for?
Well, let's face it, Ralph. You're not the easiest guy in the world to shop for, you know. It's pretty tough to get a guy something that, well, a guy that's got everything. Well, Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Merry Christmas, Norton. Anyway, I know it came from your heart.
No, it came from the fat man's shop.
Never mind.
I love that. Vicky, you there?
I'm here.
I got yelled at by the somebody from the Vicky Kikuzian fan club that I did not engage you enough this morning. So please accept my apologies. It is tragic.
You're totally fine. Don't worry about it.
So any classic TV episodes that you loved watching every year that's, you know, Christmas related?
You know, what's funny is like I come from a very old school family. So we lived in a three flat and we're Armenian, so a lot of the women would be in the kitchen cooking all day during, like, Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we never watched TV during Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But I do remember is the Charlie Brown Christmas, just because, you know, they used to play it a lot at school.
Yeah, and you know what's a bummer about that is this year was the first year that it didn't air on regular television. I think they ended up putting it on PBS for a couple showings, but it's been on either CBS or ABC every year.
It was on
year.
Weekend before last, I think.
Really?
Yeah. On PBS. Yeah.
But Vicky, way before your time, I mean, you know, no VCRs, no DVDs, no nothing. If you didn't get home to watch that
the Charlie
episode,
Brown Christmas,
you didn't
right.
see it. I mean, you just missed it.
You were out of luck.
You were out of luck. Andy Griffith, that's another real classic.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
You know me and Andy Griffith.
And you know what's funny about that? I do. I never saw it until a few years ago.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You know, I remember watching it as a kid a little bit, but, you know, it's kind of the old Christmas Carol kind of story, right?
Yes, it is. It is kind of the old Christmas Carol. Yeah. The department store owner is Ben Weaver, and he's a bah humbug kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know, he's kind of nitpicking this and that. And in the end, he gets arrested. But before he goes to serve his prison sentence, he brings in free gifts for the little kids there. And it just breaks your heart.
It's a great episode.
It's wonderful. Then as he's walking into the cell, Aunt B comes by with a plate of food.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I grew up more in the 70s, so there's a couple of shows that I remember. One is an episode of Happy Days where I remember the Fonz, Henry Winkler, had no place to go. Like, he's the most most popular guy out there, but, you know, when it came down to Christmas and family, he just didn't have a place to go. Let's take a little listen.
Hey, Dad, can we have anybody over for tonight?
Now, look, I thought we had that all settled. We decided that this Christmas Eve was going to be strictly for the family. We're going to have fun.
Hey, Fonz, since I didn't get you anything, how about coming to my home for Christmas turkey?
I got plans. Yeah, what are you doing, Fonz? Oh. Well, I'm going up to, Waukesha.
Waukesha?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a regular thing on Christmas time. My cousin lives up there. A big house. A spread they put out for Christmas. Lots of presents. Big family. Big family. Big house. Lights. Big, big tree. Works. Oh, yeah. I'm not much for family, you know, but I figure once a year I can take it.
I'm leaving tonight on the 4 o'clock bus.
Hey, Mr. C, thanks a lot.
For what?
I know you're hip to Waukesha.
Well, to tell you the truth, Fonzie, it was Richie who figured it out.
A little Happy Days there. And, of course, for that warm and fuzzy, here is a little Archie Bunker on Christmas from All in the Family.
But while we're on the subject of looks, you're going to play Santa Claus. You know, Santa Claus was white and so was his beard.
I told you to say that, Uncle Henry.
That's ridiculous. I'd look silly with a white beard. And who said Santa Claus was white?
Oh, come on now. I had the same argument with you about Jesus. To go over all ground again, but the fact is Jesus is white and so is Santa Claus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Bunker. When I was a kid on Christmas Eve, the guy that used to fill my stocking was black.
I don't know if you could you actually do that episode today? Probably not. Classic All in the Family Christmas. We've got some more contemporary stuff we'll play for you right after a look at weather, traffic, and sports. What do we got going on today, Dave?
Whoa, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Dave, I have nothing says Christmas like the Partridge Family. Am I wrong? Well, we're talking TV classic Christmas right now, and there's a couple contemporary ones I want to play some clips on. I'm a big Family Guy fan, and I think this is a record album that one of the characters put out. Let's take a listen.
That's a hell of a catch, Peter.
Guys, this is great. Not only will I be able to put food on the table and pay all my bills, I'll also be able to finance my Christmas album.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas. Featuring such standards as everybody look at the snow in the yard. And who could forget? I brought these gifts for you, they're up in my bum. And everyone's favorite. La 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 la, la 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 la, look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Isn't that touching, everybody, on an early Christmas Eve morning? Dave Schwann. Touching? Yes.
It warms my heart.
How about Seinfeld Festivus? Festivus for the Festivus. Rest of us. Yeah, let's take a listen.
Dear son, happy Festivus? What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
When George was growing
Jerry,
up,
no.
His father
no.
hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas,
yeah.
So he made up his own holiday.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
All right. And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an aluminum pole?
Oh, Jerry, no. Stop it.
And then weren't there feats of strength that always ended up with you crying?
I can't have it anymore. I'm going to work. You're happy now?
I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
There you go.
Must have been some kind of doll.
The great Jerry Stiller, of course, and we lost Jerry earlier this year. All right, the last one on my list for classic TV Christmas, just some funny clips. Curb Your Enthusiasm, a big fan of that show. And I think Larry's wife's family came over, and a tradition was to create the manger scene with cookies that they baked. And Larry got hungry in the middle of the night and snacked on it a little. Let's take a listen.
Larry!
What?
What happened to the cookies?
What?
The cookies!
The cookies from... What, from last night?
Yeah!
What, I ate them!
What? You ate them? They were for the manger scene! Larry, you ate the baby Jesus and his mother Mary!
I thought they were animal cookies!
Animal cookies?
Animals.
Animal.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ is not an animal, all right?
I thought he was a monkey!
A monkey?
Oh, please!
Larry, have you not seen
the Son of God was a monkey?
We worked all day on those cookies.
I'm sorry.
You didn't see the hay, the toasted coconut was hay, the barn.
I thought that was all part of the zoo.
Why are we at the zoo on Christmas Day? Okay,
okay, you know what? I'll make it up to you.
Don't make it up to us, Larry, okay? You just swallowed our Lord and Savior.
Classic. Curb Your Enthusiasm. All right, that is Mary's TV classics of all time. All right, we'll be right back. So in Chicago, we hold a tradition near and dear to our hearts, watching some holiday classics for several generations. Susie Snowflake, Frosty the Snowman, and Hard Rock Coco and Joe. It was first featured on Garfield Goose and Friends, Bozo Circus, and it can be seen tonight at 10, actually, on WGN-TV at Bozo Garn Ray WGN-TV Classics. Now, Susie Snowflake was brought to life by the stop-motion animators of Centaur Productions. Norma Zimmer was Susie's voice, best known as what, Dave Schwann? Norma Zimmer. Sound familiar?
Norma Zimmer. Now, you know, we talk about this every Christmas.
Champagne Lady from the Lawrence Welk Show.
Okay.
Yep. And then the Norman Luboff Choir was a studio group who recorded with like Frank Sinatra and Harry Belafonte. So here this morning is Susie Snowflake.